Very thankful this morning that God is still answering prayer. And while I appreciate the teachings of the past, I appreciate the recorded instances of God answering prayer in the past, I am even more thankful this morning that we have tasted and we have experienced God answering prayer. Intervening in the natural course of things, God listening to the prayers of His people and giving an answer and working a miracle. When life seems hopeless, and what's the rest of it say? When you feel that life is hopeless and the night has no end, it keeps going and going and going, there's hope. In other words, there's a bright spot for your hurting heart, for He will be there with you no matter what you're going through. Isn't that still true this morning? No matter what you are going through this morning, the Lord is going to be with you. So don't be discouraged this morning. If it seems like that the weight, sometimes people say, I feel the weight of the world just kind of crashing in on me. Don't give up hope this morning. The Lord's going to be with you. Written on the board, the word, the future. Does anybody know what your future holds? You know, yesterday morning we woke up to snow on the ground. I'm not sure what time it started, but there was snow. And then yesterday evening we were outside and enjoying a nice, fairly balanced temperatures. It changed very quickly. Now it's snowing again this morning. And do you know life is just like that? About the time you think that things are going along pretty smoothly and seems like things are pretty much in control and things are going along pretty good, you wake up the next morning and snow's on the ground. It's cold outside. There's problems. You know, life is like that. And that's the reason why James said over in James chapter 4, verse 13, He said, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. In other words, you've got plans. And you know there's nothing wrong with having plans. As a matter of fact, if you don't have plans this morning for your future, something's not right. We need to have plans. We need to have a plan for our family. We need to have a plan for our finances. We need to have a plan spiritually. We need to have a plan. So there's nothing wrong with the plan. But He was saying, in all your plans, be aware of this fact. He said, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for just a little time, and then it vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And that's why sometimes people say, well, are you going there? We say, well, Lord willing. In other words, none of us have an assurance of tomorrow. We can have our plans and our purposes and our dreams and our goals, and within just a short amount of time, those things can change. But there is something that has not changed this morning. And the Scripture talks about the foolishness of preaching. And the Scripture also says that faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I want to give you some of the simple Word of God for your encouragement this morning. We do not know what the future holds, but there is something I know, and as the song says, I know who holds the future. Because there have been times in my life, just like there have been in yours, that I had a plan. And I thought things were going to turn out a certain way, and they turned out just the opposite. Things didn't go like I wanted. Things didn't turn out like I expected. That's life. But do you know that God was still there in those times? And God was faithful in those times? Life is uncertain. It's just a reality. Life is uncertain. And best laid plans have a way of changing real fast sometimes. Finances, there have been so many stories and of people that had lots of wealth and overnight they lost it. Don't put your hope in the economy, folks. I've seen it in the stock market. There can be some sector in the stock market that it's just making money and it's looking good. And about the time people are pouring their money into it, you wake up and read the news and all of a sudden they're out of favor and it plummets. Think, well, what changed overnight? Just people's expectations. People's ideas of the future, what the future might hold. None of us know what tomorrow holds. None of us. It's uncertain. Health. We've experienced in our own lives or in our families, you can seemingly be in good health and within a short amount of time be unable to do much of anything physically. We don't have an assurance of our health, folks. Relationships. It's so ironic to me, just through the years, and Renee and I comment on it frequently, but the irony of the change of people's relationships. You know, that's part of life. It's just, relationships come and go, and they change, and there's an evolution to those things, because people are uncertain. There are some things that I've been studying a lot, some will share this afternoon, but looking back historically, the history on things is just not clean. And I was telling Renee, she said, well, it's because people are involved. And when you get people involved, you get attitudes and you get differences of motivations and differences of purpose. And everything is just not neat and tidy sometimes. Because people are involved. Life is involved. And things just aren't always real neat and tidy like that. It's easy sometimes for us when we look to the future, if we're not careful, to begin to be overwhelmed by it. Because we don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And you get out of high school. Some of you are getting there. Some of us have been there for a long time. But you get out of high school and life is really uncertain. It's what am I going to do and what direction do I take and do I further my education or don't I? And if I am, where am I going to go to school and how am I going to pay for it? And I was there. I remember. And I remember the uncertainty and there's just a feeling of some instability because there's so many variables and some of them, frankly, are out of our control. What do we do? And The thought of, you know, am I going to get married or am I not? And if I am, then who? And how's this going to work? And the future just is so uncertain what's going to happen. And then you get out and sometimes people, they're looking for a job. What do I look for? And then people wake up and they find out they lost their job. Life is uncertain. You have a family to feed and all of a sudden your source of income is dried up. That causes stresses. That's not an easy thing when you don't know where your income's going to come from. And the challenges of relationships, you know, I just wrote down my notes, think about the challenges of being single and there's challenges to being married. There's challenges in life. There's challenges because that we don't know what tomorrow holds and there's always changes in the wind. Things are always happening and sickness, grief, personal struggles, we all have them. But we don't know what the future holds for any of us. And if we are not careful, there can be times that the future can look very dark. The song said, when life seems hopeless, and it seems like there's no end, you know, but there's something that we want to remember this morning in, and that is when life is at its darkest, the Lord is still there. Thank God for that. It ministers to me when we can sing, when it seems like the night has no end, because I have been there before, and the Lord was still there, and there was an end to the night. Then this morning, if there is a time that there's a night time that you go through, whether it's physical or financial or spiritual or emotional, if just know this, the Lord is going to be in your night. If you will keep your faith in God, there's going to be an end. Your third day is going to come. But the Lord is going to be there in the future. That's one thing that is certain this morning, that He's going to be there. And when life in the future looks bleak, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. When my heart is overwhelmed, David said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lord, I'm looking around and I'm looking forward and I don't know what lies out there, but when I look at what's around me today, I just don't know about tomorrow. Folks, the Lord is going to be in your tomorrows. Do you believe that? Do we really believe that this morning? Because how often the children of Israel, they look back to Egypt, didn't they? When they were in the wilderness, and we can sit back in our easy chair or get on our spiritual high horse, your choice, and we can look at them and wag our heads and think those foolish children of Israel. Of course, look what God did. He parted the Red Sea. Of course God was with them. There was bread that fell down out of the sky, and you're wondering how you're going to be taken care of? Has not manna fallen in your life at some time or another? Has not God parted the Red Seas for you? But do we not still today sometimes look at the future and say, I don't know, I'm afraid. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't see any way through. Folks, God is going to be with you tomorrow. Just as He has been with you in the past. Yes, you may have some mountains ahead of you. Yes, there may be some seas ahead of you. Yes, there may be some valleys that you're going to have to go through. But just as God has been faithful in the past, so He will be in your future. So take heart this morning, saints. Let your courage and your faith be lifted up and inspired because the Lord is going to be faithful to you. You say, but how is He going to do it? I don't know. But His ways are past finding out. But God is able this morning to do abundantly and exceedingly above everything that you're able to ask or think. So let's not circumvent God's will in our life today because of a fear for the future. See, sometimes we get in a hurry and we see things are looking dark and so we've got to do something. Folks, don't circumvent God's will in your life. If it seems hopeless, if it seems bleak, do not forget the divine power of God. Thank the Lord, we can look forward to a bright future. And as the song says, and I believe we sang it Wednesday night, because He lives, let's sing just that portion of the song. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Yes, thank the Lord. Because He lives, it said, all fear is gone. Because I know this morning, I know He holds the future. Yes, thank the Lord. And life is worth the living just because He lives. There's reason to get up and face today with courage, just because He lives. Said, where's your God? Well, He lives. My God's not dead this morning. He's not dead, and I know it's not Resurrection Sunday, but it still is Resurrection Sunday, and tomorrow's gonna be Resurrection Monday, and Resurrection Tuesday, because Jesus is still alive. And because He is alive, I can celebrate it today, when life is at its darkest. I know the Lord has something good in mind. Thus He told the prophet in Jeremiah 29, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. The Lord is thinking of you this morning, saints. You believe that, Brother Randy? The Lord has you on His mind this morning. Stephen, the Lord's thinking about you. Thank the Lord for that. Caitlin, the Lord, you're on His mind this morning. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And you think, well, what's He thinking about me? Is He looking cross-eyed at me? What? No! You're one of His children today. He loves you. He's not going to leave you by yourself. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, and they're thoughts of peace. In other words, God has your best interest in mind this morning. We say, it seems like everything's just falling apart. Have you been there? Look around, it just seems things are falling apart. About the time your finances go, your health goes, and it seems like everything else is falling apart. Seems like when it rains, it what? It pours. But you know what? The Lord's still there. And he said, I have thoughts of peace towards you. And he went on to say, to give you what? An expected end. An expected end means I'm going to have to go through some dark times maybe. But I don't need to give up hope when I look to the future because God is in my future. Folks, don't be afraid of getting up in the morning. Don't be afraid of next year. Don't be afraid of the 10-year plan because God is in your future. So then all I can say is, as the song says, one day at a time. I don't know about tomorrow. Another song says, but what do I know? I know who holds my hand. He's going to be there. He's not going to let us down, folks. And so then Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart, and lean not in thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He will do what? He'll direct your paths. Folks, we say, I don't know about the future. How can I plan for the future? I can acknowledge God today. I can say, Lord, I don't know what tomorrow holds, and I know what my understanding says. I know my understanding says, take charge. And my understanding says, things are falling apart, so let's fix it. That's what my understanding says. And that fix-it mentality can get you in trouble, too. Lean not in thine own understanding. Acknowledge God, and He has promised. Folks, this is a promise. He said He'll direct your path. He'll direct your path. So if you don't feel like He's directing right now, maintain the status quo and be still and know what? Know that I am God. Be still. Don't jump the gun, folks. Don't jump the gun. If you don't know what God's will is, keep doing what you know to do. Acknowledge God and He will direct your path for the future. There are so many times, and I can talk about myself because I'm on my own life better than anybody else's, and I know it can relate to your own, but how many times do we look at the future and it seems like, okay, we've got to do something. We've got to do something now because it seems like God just didn't come through. Have you ever thought that? It seems like God just didn't come through. I've got to say that it wasn't too long back. It's kind of like, Lord, but you know what? I know something. I know that He promised to be with us. And I know He promised to take care of us in our future. And I know He promised us that He would direct our path. And so then, Lord, help me to learn to trust You more. Help me, Lord, to learn to have greater faith. When I cannot see, and I think of all the possibilities, you know, the Lord has a way sometimes when you just look through and say, okay, it's A, B, or C, or D. You know, these are the only options. And somehow the Lord has a way of bringing E and F in the picture in His time. It's like, whoa, where'd that come from? I never even thought about that. It's because of God. God has something good in mind for you, folks. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Don't be discouraged. Don't let down. Keep serving the Lord. Keep your faith strong because He's going to be there and He's going to take care of you. We struggle sometimes when we lean our own understanding, and sometimes we have certain expectations. We have expectations of things, and when we're disappointed, it's tough. You know, you get to a certain place in your life and there's expectation. You thought by this time of life I would have liked to have had this taken care of and like to have maybe this set in store for the future, and sometimes things just don't turn out like what you would have liked. Your expectations fall apart. And that happens in so many areas. Jobs, careers, health, finances, relationships. But folks, God promised something. He promised. And God will keep His word. Alright? So He's thinking about you this morning. You're on His mind. He's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for your future. And He's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down. And we know this morning. That all things work together for good. To who? To them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. There were some qualifiers to that. I've heard people that aren't living right say, well, the Scripture says all things work together for good. Well, we have a part too. To them that love God. Are you loving God? Are you fulfilling the call of His from God in your life? If you're fulfilling that call, then you can go to bed with this assurance that while I don't understand and I do not see and I do not perceive, I know that God is going to work everything out in my life. That's for you all. You young people, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. God has a plan. You older folks, you parents with young children, God is going to come through for you. The things that seem like that they'll break us sometimes almost. Some of the burdens that are the hardest to bear, God can use those to turn things around in His time. He'll work a miracle. He will never fail you. We've had it in our life. We've had it in our family. To the place I remember when, and again, Devin's been a lot on our hearts, but the time that we wanted God to reach out to him, we could only go so far. And it came to the place we said, Lord, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, Lord. No matter how difficult, and God took us at our word, and He took through some hard times, but He had a purpose. And He turned around darkness and He gave light. He took where there was no hope and He transformed. Folks, that's what God does for us. We're His children this morning. In your life, when you go through tough times and it seems like I don't know what to do, God has a purpose. And you say, well, God didn't cause that. Well, maybe God didn't cause it. But if you love the Lord, He can turn what man meant for evil and He can turn into something good in your life. So take courage. Take hope this morning. How did the future look for Joseph? You remember Joseph? His brothers. Now there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You think, well, I hope so if they're Joseph's brothers. They sold him. They were going to kill him and they end up selling him out. And then we find that he still kept his faith in God. And if I'm going to be a slave, I'm going to work as hard as I can. If this is where I'm at. And then he was falsely accused. You think, all right, well, God surely let me down. My reputation has been impugned. You know what? Put me in chains, but leave my reputation alone. So now Joseph, he's been falsely accused. Then he finds himself thrown in jail, thrown in prison. But you know what? He kept something. He kept his faith. When he looked to the future, do you know how dark it must have been? He didn't have any family there to support him. He didn't have anybody to take his cause. He didn't have anybody to stand up for him. Pretty bleak future, wasn't it? But God. God had a plan that he was preparing Joseph for something to be a blessing to people down the road. This morning, God can take the darkest times of life and use those to prepare you for something that's better ahead. And it hurts. Preparation from God hurts sometimes. It's painful sometimes. But when we can recognize that God's in it, Lord, help me to submit myself into your hand. Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, he said, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Folks, he's going to be there when you go through the fire. And if you're in the fire, again, whatever area it is, financial, physical, spiritual, whatever area it is, when you go through the fire, you can come out of it because God's going to be with you. He promised to. He knows your name this morning. He knows what you're facing. And the Scripture also says in Isaiah 40, very familiar passage, said He giveth power to who? to the faint. Think, well, if we're saved and have the Holy Spirit, then we ought to be these spiritual supermen, right? Nothing can faze us. We're spiritual and we have the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm still human. And the Scripture says here, He giveth power to the faint. I'm feeling weak. I'm feeling insufficient. I'm feeling tired. I look to the future and I just, Lord, what am I going to do? He said He gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. When you get to the end of your strength, it says He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, someone know the rest of it? They that wait upon the Lord. Waiting is one of the hardest lessons to learn, especially when we look to the future. Because the things we do today, a lot of times they revolve around what we think is going to happen tomorrow. So our decisions and choices about today, we need to be keeping tomorrow in mind. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Folks, there is a place of renewal. So when you look to the future and it's so dark and you don't know what to do, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, saints. If I can just impress on all of you young people, wait on the Lord. Don't make quick decisions that are going to get you in trouble with God. Don't make quick decisions that are going to affect your life down the road. And you say, well, it's not the best, but I'm going to go this direction or that direction. Wait on the Lord. He's got a plan for you. Wait on the Lord. He'll be there in your future. The time of waiting. Think about David out in the fields, watching the sheep. It was a time of preparation. God was using that time. God is never going to put more on us, folks, than what we're able to bear. And we don't even need to turn and read it, but over in the 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus was talking. He said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. He said, look at the ravens. Lord takes care of them. The Lord takes care. He's talking about temporal things. He was talking about temporal things and how easy it is sometimes. I've been there. And the Lord has proven Himself over and over and over in my life. In a walk of faith for 25 years after we got married. For 25 years trusting God. But there are still times like, Lord, what are you doing? Lord, what are you doing? Just trust me. But Lord, I trust you, but have you ever been there? It's like, yes, Lord, I trust you, but okay, just trust me. Take no thought for your life. He wasn't saying don't have plans. He wasn't saying don't take care of things, but He said all these things the Gentiles seek after, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. In other words, the Lord knows you need to eat. The Lord knows you need to pay your bills. The Lord knows that. So I'm aware of those things, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I would say to us this morning in the love of God, as Paul did so many times, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father. May grace and peace be upon each one of you this morning. Because God is going to be in your future. And no matter, the song says, no matter what happens, He what? He will care for me. No matter what happens, the Lord's going to care for me. And how can we talk about the future? And we kind of look at, you know, maybe some of the uncertainties and some of the places we don't know and the things of life and health and all those temporal things that come and go. There's an ebb and flow to all of those things. But there is something that is certain, and that is those are the promises of God. He's going to be there. He's going to be faithful, but there's something else. There's something else in our future, folks, that we can bank on. And that is eternal life if you will stay faithful to the Lord. If you will allow me to point back to my Mount Melange experience, hour after hour of pain climbing a mountain that I didn't know if I was going to make it, and it was literally step by step. When we got up to the plateau of that mountain and things started smoothing out, it was just, oh, this is wonderful. And after about, how long was it, son? About 8 hours. Off in the distance, we saw some trees and there was a little hut, little lodge there. Looked out there and, you know, it just gave that boost of energy to keep on walking. And as it got closer and closer, I'm about to the place that I can just relax. Folks, if we will persevere and not give up and stay faithful, the things in this life are going to come and go. And I know there's some hardships, but up ahead of us in our future, there is a heaven that is awaiting. We sang that song, "There is a city." I am so thankful there is a wonderful city that I'm looking for, I'm working for, and when things right here start looking a little discouraging, I want to lift up my eyes and know that I'm working for an eternal city, and I don't want to my purpose or motivation in the Lord to be waylaid, because we have something wonderful, and we are kept by the power of God in this life through faith. So be encouraged this morning and know that God is going to be there in your tomorrow.